It's all about new music coming out of the city of Detroit. Released today, a new EP from Wajid, Acts of Love Mixtape, Act 3. First EP, first project in about 2 years that we've heard from Wajid. And to talk about this and everything he's got going on, including fundraising for the Underground Music Academy, which is going to build the future leaders of independent electronic music here in the city of Detroit. We're joined in studio by Wajid himself. Welcome to Culture Shift.
What up, though?
So this is one of the tracks on your new EP, Jungle. Mm. Tell me a little bit about this track, and then we're going to crank it up and listen to it here.
Well, Jungle is I did this track maybe a couple years ago, and it was just after a Paxahow event that I did with them. And it was my first introduction going back to the club scene. And I just remember thinking, like, while I was playing music, that this is a jungle out here. Just like, people are hollering. Woo, woo. It just sounded like literally like a jungle. So, oddly enough, I was sent a mix from my buddy Theo Parrish from Sound Signature. What up, though? And I actually sampled him playing live someplace in New York and put the parts together, and it sounds like a jungle.
Let's go ahead and check this out. Jungle Wajid here on Culture Shift. So you talked a little bit about that live audience layer in there. You can hear a little bit of that in the track. You know, but for someone that has never made a piece of electronic music or understands it, I mean, I hear a lot of different things going into the song. This feels like there are layers upon layers upon layers. So can you hold our hand a little bit into what it actually goes into making a track like this for you?
Lots. I'll say that. Yeah, I think there's about 45 tracks in here, including drum loops and samples. And yeah, so it's well produced. I'm going to brush my shoulder off a little bit while I say that.
How long do you live with a track like this before you release it
years,
into the world?
Years. Yeah, like this idea initially started maybe 2 years prior to actually finishing it. So there's actually like a process where, you know, like I'll put a bunch of demos on a thumb drive and just drive around the city. And if they actually meet the requirements of like feeling good while I'm playing, while I'm driving through Belle Isle or, you know, the east side of Detroit, then those tracks actually make it, and then they actually get developed, and I add horns or bass players, et cetera, et cetera.
So you're taking a raw piece of musical clay into the whip and doing the car test, which I've heard that a lot before. Like, hearing it in the car is important for producers.
Especially here in the D, right? I mean, we're the Motor City. So if it doesn't sound good in the car, it won't sound any good anyplace else.
That's how John Dixon ends up putting a track called 90 on the Lodge.
Yeah.
And he says it's for doing 90 miles an hour on the lodge and having this at full blast.
These tracks they're very much intentional. Yeah. But I think I guess it depends on where you're at, just in terms of the musical space. Some most dance tracks tend to be a little more raw, but yeah, we're going for Quincy Jones vibes here.
So for you, that's an important thing. Like you would you call yourself a perfectionist in the studio?
Oh, that's an understatement.
Okay.
I think that I mean, as hard as I am on everyone else, I'm that much harder on myself, just in terms of sound quality, making sure things are proper, and making sure that we meet the standard for Detroit music. This is a huge standard here, you know, just in terms of if Detroit has its name on it, like, you know, people are more apt to listen. So yeah, we take that serious, that we meet the standard for Detroit music. Well, I definitely take it serious.
And to put it into context for people, you travel all over the world. You get booked all over the world to play this music because you're good at it. But I'm sure there's a little bit of that boost of being a Detroit producer that's come out of this electronic music scene.
1,000%. Yeah, I can't say that I own or I'm totally responsible for where I am at. Even, you know, if they hire you to play across the world or Dubai or someplace. Like, yeah, there's a legacy of people who actually put in work prior to me showing up. And it's also very, very important to acknowledge those folks and the work that they've done. Or even, you know, acknowledge my uncle's playing Kraftwerk and Funkadelic in the basement, you know. So, yeah, I'm not a result of myself. I'm a result of a community.
But you were saying even being overseas, that's one thing. You know, it's a great experience. It helps pay the bills, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But for you playing in Detroit, that's where your heart is, and you're thinking to yourself, that's still kind of scary because you got to come correct when
come
you're
on,
playing
you
for
gotta,
Detroit audience.
You got to bring it in the D. Everybody's a critic, you know what I mean? And I think that even playing in a club setting, it's like the most people that are actually there to enjoy music are probably more knowledgeable than people all over the world, just in terms of our legacy and, you know, so it's cutthroat out there, you know. I was telling Ange last week on the Boulevard, where UR is, where
Underground Resistance.
Yeah, Underground Resistance, where Moody Man is, where Sound Signature is, where Underground Music Academy is. It's fierce. The competition is fierce, right? So, you know, it's very much like when we go out of town, we're all under the Detroit card. But amongst each other, it's like, whoa. You know, we're fighting for the top spot. You know what I mean? And it's cutthroat. You know, we're all looking to do our best. I think steel sharpens steel.
And that idea of doing your best, it comes across because we haven't heard anything from you in 2 years, and
right.
You come through with Acts of Love mixtape, Act 3. Mm-hmm. So there are two other entries in this series. But tell me a little bit about this. I mean, from the title into the music. I mean, where does the title come from?
The title is inspired by my buddy Common from Chicago. Big up to Rashid. And I believe it was during the time of COVID where he made a comment where he said, the biggest revolutionary act is finding your own peace and maintaining that peace. And I was inspired by that quote. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But I was inspired by that to create a mixtape series that would actually, all the donations would go to Underground Music Academy. So yeah, that's the genesis of it. And yeah, this is the third one.
People can get this directly through Wajid's Bandcamp. It's a great way to support artists directly. That's where the vinyl exclusively is. And that's WAAJEED. If you're looking for the spelling on that, very easy to find.
Thank you.
You brought up Underground Music Academy. I want to talk a little bit about this. You said all the proceeds from this sale are benefiting Underground Music Academy. Number one, I appreciate that you say all the proceeds. A lot of times people say a portion of, and you wonder. You wonder.
Where's the other portion
going?
Is
it 10%? Is it 5%? Is it 90%? But you're saying all the proceeds.
Every bit.
Going into the Underground Music Academy.
Yeah.
Which is what?
Underground Music Academy is an extension of the barbershop. It's an extension of the church. You know, it's a place where those who have been put on the margins are put into the center. And it's a place where we actually teach students based off Detroit's black musical legacy. We actually share information. We're going to teach people how to DJ there. We're going to teach people how to produce. But most of all, our curriculum is based in social justice. well, we actually, you know, we want you to be a better person and be thinking better, or, you know, and not just thinking about making tracks, but actually making change.
This is Underground Music Academy. It's a place to learn how to actually make music. There's a lot of other things. We're going to dive into all of that. But yeah. At its core, you're going in there. You're going to learn as a kid from age what to what.
Well, we're actually starting our first pilot program, which I want to talk to you more about later. But like, we're teaching youth. I mean, it's not an age of space. You know, you could be 35. You could be 40. You could be a person who's actually, you know, like started later in life. You know, Bill Withers. We don't want to miss out on the Bill Withers, right?
Well said. Well said.
Yeah, who actually started later in his career and made beautiful music. So, yeah, it's, primarily it's for anybody who's looking to reimagine the space of music as a whole.
And it's through this lens of you yourself coming up through electronic music. So that is kind of informing the type of technology and the things that people are going to be learning there.
Yeah, I've been pretty genre fluid throughout my career. And at the time, you know, when I first started, it was actually almost like what the hell are you doing? But now things are going in that direction, and I was happy that, you know, I was actually had some foresight to be able to be in that space. But that's what this space is about. Detroit creates so many things. We just want to be sure that we're in front of the next genres, you know, just in terms of like electronic stuff, like the stuff that Dylan and I did, or even the stuff like Mad Mike and Jeff Mills did, just in terms of techno. Detroit will be in the forefront of the next several genres that come out of the world. Yeah.
So we used to be the arsenal of democracy. Yeah. Now we got to be the arsenal of music. That's what you're trying to do.
That's exactly what we're talking about today. We're tooling up. We're going out here. You know what I'm saying? We're the best, and nobody on the planet can tell me that we're not the center of the planet. How about that?
We're talking to Ajeed. His brand new EP, Acts of Love Mixtape Act 3, is out now. You can get it through his Bandcamp. All the sales are going to benefit Underground Music Academy, which is a school, place of learning built around music and lots of other things. We're going to talk more about that. But we still got to work our way through this EP,
yeah,
man. I got to play
that's
more stuff
okay,
off of here.
Cool. Yeah.
And I want to talk about this track, Sober.
Ah.
So this thing builds and goes places that are really fantastic, but you can set it up a lot better than I can. Just set the scene for a song like Sober, and then we'll check it out.
Yeah, Sober was a demo that I started maybe 4 years ago. And when COVID kind of hit in the year 2020, it was actually an opportunity to see 2020, you know, to see things clearly and see yourself. And seeing that I've been sober for the last 15 years, it was actually an acknowledgement of that moment in my life, just being able to have some clarity and being able to see things through. So that's what it was about.
With that, let's go ahead and hear brand new music. Probably getting its radio premiere right now.
Yeah.
Sober Wajeed here on Culture Shift on WDET. We'll be right back. I know we've got at least half the city dancing right now to new music from Wajid. That is the track Sober, just out today as part of that new EP, Acts of Love Mixtape, Act 3. Wajid in studio with me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had to give a genre or a description of what this music is, how would you try to describe it to someone?
Detroit, right? I mean, it's a little, it's house technically because of the BPM and the drive, but it's also quite Motown. It's very soulful, but the drums are hip hop and the bass line is funk.
And that's kind of your entire background.
That's probably that's a little bit of my life. Yeah, pretty much. These are these sobering moments that I'm talking about, right? So it's like, yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
We're going to come back and talk to Wajid more about his background, how he got to this EP, and the new academy that he's working on for Detroit's youth, and more here on Culture Shift on WDET. Listening to Culture Shift right now as we run through Wajid's brand new EP out today, Acts of Love Mixtape, Act 3. You can get it exclusively through his Bandcamp. All proceeds are going to benefit the Underground Music Academy, teaching the next generation of Detroiters how to make music and everything that else goes into it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Wajid live in studio with me.
This is the track
Ain't No Feel. Tell me a little bit about this song.
What I've found is, like with most dance music, tends to be very stiff and cold, and this track is really about making sure that the track has some feeling and that the drums yank, you know, and that most of all, it feels good when you ride around the city of Detroit. So yeah,
the number one qualifier.
Absolutely. 1000%.
You talked a little bit about the drums having a lot of hip-hop in their DNA, and that's kind of, that was your introduction into music, it seems, primarily was hip-hop. Is that right?
It was, yeah. As a teen, I went to Pershing High. What up, though, to the Doughboys? East Side. Right, the best side. But, we spent quite a bit of time in Amp Filler's basement, where he actually taught us how to program drums. And there was a moment in leaving Amp Filler's basement and going to Dilla's basement, and I swear we listened to Funky Drummer 100 times with the lights off, and we all kind of made an oath to one another that this is what drums sound like and this is how they should be programmed. Now, we didn't know it was two drummers, but you know, we found a way to cut the quantization off and just make sure it was some feel in there.
New music from Wajid, Ain't No Feel, here on Culture Shift on WDET. can listen to a track like this in 2022 and really trace the influence of the early 90s, of you getting started. You're in Kona Gardens, Ant Fiddler's Basement, who is really this incredible godfather of music who gave it to so many other people, like Jay Dilla, who you were working with. Set the scene of what Kona Gardens was like and your come up and what it was like kind of getting into music.
Yeah, it was very musical, you know. I mean, as we all know, Kona Gardens is a very historic place in terms of music, in terms of history. And yeah, we embodied that history, you know, like we took the legacy and we added a bit of our own sauce to it. At the time, I mean, we were heavily listening to Pete Rock and Primo and all of these New York producers, but we knew somehow we needed to make it ours, right? It's not enough to listen and copy, and this is very important, you know, to anybody who's listening out there that's a budding producer or a DJ. It's not enough to copy. You actually need to add your bit of sauce in it. You know, nobody has your experiences. Nobody has your likes, your dislikes. And somehow it's your responsibility to implement that into the music. And that's what we did.
How did you learn that, though? I mean, how did that come across to you as a young kid to know that you have to be doing your own thing and seeking out your own sound?
It was a result of being in a community of people that actually encouraged us to do that, right? So it wasn't, you know, you're not born with this sauce. You know, you actually, like, are surrounded by people who are encouraging you to, like, listen, like, your way is the right way, despite if everybody's telling you that it's wrong. I know that Amp was a part of that. You know, like, I had really great teachers, Randolph Gear, countless other people inside of my life that actually, like, pushed us to be different and to make some mistakes and know that our beauty is in those mistakes.
So that's the exciting nucleus, right? That's being a kid, discovering music, being like, wow, this is just fun with my friends.
That's it.
But when did you realize you could do this for a career? When did you say, I'm going to take this seriously, I'm going to make some money from this and keep doing it?
I was on the road with Slum Village. We started Slum Village in, I think it was like 1994, something like that. And I always rolled along with the group, just kind of like on the sidelines, making music, DJing a little bit. But largely when I started college, I went to CCS. And the group got an opportunity to go to Europe for the first time. They invited me to come out. And, you know, I had a choice to make. You know, do I travel the world, you know, traveling, making music with my friends, or do I go back to school?
It kind of seems like an easy choice.
It was an easy choice. Not, I know my mom is listening, so. mom, it was a hard choice. It was a big debate, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's kind of like the difference between a painting and the difference between a song. You know, it's like all of our heads were nodding when we just played Ain't No Feel.
Right.
It's a very different reaction when you put a painting on the wall. So, you know, I needed the immediacy, you know, in terms of reaction to my work. So here I am.
Yeah, that's definitely powerful to think about. And it's interesting thinking about your career because you are so rooted in hip hop at one time. You're talking about Slum Village and Jay Dilla, these names that you're coming up with that you're part of. And I think, you know, it could maybe surprise people sometimes that you're lean into electronic music.
Yeah.
But tell me how you kept branching out and wanted to explore a little more outside of DJing for a hip hop group.
I mean, besides being ADD and getting bored quickly, largely, you know, it's like, it's really, music is not just, you know, what you put into a drum machine or what you play or what you sing. Music is legacy. And as much as, you know, I enjoy the art of hip hop that was born in New York, like, I'm a Detroiter. I'm a real Detroiter. Moving to New York made me a better Detroiter. And it actually put me in a space of thinking about, like, look, like, everybody else has their thing, but this is our thing. This is our club, you know, in terms of this soul music, in terms of this great innovation, in terms of techno music. These are things that we made. And largely, like, I've always saw myself as a person that would be making this music. I started, you know, in the middle of the height of Triple P in 2005. Mm. I actually started to make house tunes, and I would send them to Roy Davis Jr., Chicago legend, and he would tell me, that sucks. And that was the best moments in my life. You know, when you tell me no, I say yes. And yeah, I actually, you know, started cultivating like these dance tunes for years before I even put anything out. I think it took me 7 years before I actually put something out on my own label. And the same is with techno music. I've been quietly making techno music for 5 years, and that probably won't come out until another 10.
Oh, man. Let's go get the Wajid calendar. We'll start marking off the days.
Oh, man. A decade to go. On now. I told everybody.
So, you know, we're talking a little bit about your background, which, you know, it was kind of school of hard knocks in that basement, right? You're battling for the drum machine, battling for the opportunity to stand amongst a lot of other talented people that are trying to do the same thing.
Tough.
And it kind of brings us back to Underground Music Academy, which you're trying to build a music academy for the next generation of Detroiters to learn about this music and not necessarily have to fight over one single drum machine, but
that's what we're hoping that
get the opportunity to explore this.
Yes. Actually, myself, I'm co-founder of the space along with Mad Mike Banks from Underground Resistance. And collectively, Mike and I believe in the future. Afrofuturism, I mean, you know, just like thinking about the next space. Not so focused on where we are, but where we want to be and largely where we want to land 40, 50 years from now. So the idea for the school came up maybe 7, 8 years ago. And actually, I think we got the space maybe about 5 or 6 years ago.
In Detroit's North End neighborhood?
Yeah, right on Berry Gordy Boulevard, the East Grand Boulevard. And the idea started, and yeah, we've just been developing and building slowly, you know, drywall, a little bit here, a little bit there. But largely, you know, my understanding of the space is that if it will belong to the community should help us build it. So that's why we kind of, that's why I decided 2 years ago to start raising funds for it publicly. And yeah, we're quite a ways out, you know. We just had an open house for Movement Weekend, and yeah, we had at least 1,500 people come through there. We raised some funds, we raised some awareness, and yeah, we sold some albums. But again, Acts of Love comes out today, and all the proceeds go to help us putting, you know, some drywall up or buying some drum machines or putting some windows inside of the space.
Yeah, you can find that EP, actually buy the vinyl, buy it online at Wajid's Bandcamp, again on the spelling W-A-A-J-E-E-D. Very easy to find. You can also go to undergroundmusicacademy.com. That's undergroundmusicacademy.com. And this is a grassroots thing. I guess sometimes when I think of like a music school or music academy, I'm like, they've always been there. There's these institutions that are decades old, but we're really seeing the beginning of something. And you mentioned that people who are giving, it's very grassroots. You're seeing donations of $5, $10, but they're all making an impact.
Absolutely, yeah. This is basically a startup of something that will land, you know. Our goal at Underground Music Academy is to build a space and to share opportunity with people who don't have it. But ultimately, you know, it's really to introduce the Detroit black historical legacy inside of the conversation as well. What we're finding is that, you know, a lot of these spaces, you know, like most Detroiters don't even know that these genres started here. They started right here. This is our legacy. This is our conversation. This is what, you know, most people think that this genre started in Europe. Mm. And yeah, we're just here to celebrate the work that is done before us, but at the same time, plant seeds for the work that's ahead of us.
So there's a gap in the musical knowledge here. This is also about being an ambassador and really telling the story, not just to the world, but to people right here down the street that might not know.
Aye. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. 1,000%. Yeah, it's like, yeah, we've been here. We will be here forever. Ever and ever.
That is Wajid. He is truly in the DNA of Detroit music. We're talking about his new EP that's out today, Acts of Love Mixtape Act 3, available at his Bandcamp page. I saved my favorite track from this project for the last track, Our Time Is Now, which I think resonates so well with what you were just saying about Underground Music Academy and the future and getting this message across. But beyond that, musically, set the scene before I drop this track for people.
Well, the sample from this track is Roy Ayers, of course, and these words particularly resonated with me, that our time is now. And I tried to put Roy in a very, in a different space, you know, like a landscape of electronic music and horns. And, you know, so there, Michelle Monzo is playing guitar on this one, along with Frank Aloysius on the trumpet. And yeah, absolutely. At the moment, this is my favorite one on the EP.
Our Time Is Now by Wajid. Wajid, thank you so much for joining us on Culture Shift today, man. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk about your new project. Again, available over at your Bandcamp page. And if you want to find out more about the Underground Music Academy and how you can actually invest in this and support it, go to undergroundmusicacademy.com. We'll also get all that information up over at WDET.org. Wajid, my man, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
A sample is insane.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wajid, Our Time Is Now. For anyone that's trying to dig deeper into this music, I just added it all to our live updating playlist.
Nice.
WDET.org/culture shift. This is one of my favorite parts, though. It reminds me of like Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, like the decision to let it just go and you kind of get into this trance a little bit, that repetition.
Yeah.
Really, really digging that track, man.
Thank you.
We were talking about Underground Music Academy and the fundraising behind it and really trying to build this thing, but we are already starting to see fruits of this labor. You're starting a pilot program for Underground Music Academy that kicks off in just 2 weeks. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, sure. Our pilot program, while we're building the space, we're actually building a pilot program with Living Arts, a very well-respected organization here in Detroit. And we're actually opening it up for kids who are 13 to 19. Mm. And it's free. It's our first program. And actually, if you know anybody who's interested, who's a serious budding musician or DJ, email us at info@undergroundmusicacademy.com.
And people can find this at undergroundmusicacademy.com too?
No, it's that fresh. Okay. We were saving it to unveil to you today.
Okay. We're going to put that up on our website, too. Yeah. Say it again, the email.
info@undergroundmusicacademy.com. And this is for youth who are 13 to 19, and it's completely free.
And they're going to go in, they're going to be able to learn what?
Game. I would say that, yeah. It's total game. Yeah, we'll teach you how to use some drum machines. We'll teach you how to use Serato in terms of DJing.
Oh, wow.
But largely, like, what we want to inform you is the legacy of Detroit dance music and some social content as well.
Wajid, new EP out today. Go get it at his Bandcamp page. Support Underground Music Academy at undergroundmusicacademy.com.
Yes, sir.
Wajid, thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much for having me. You made this easy.